All right, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I am beginning a series on Psalm 119, the largest psalm. Much has been said and written about this precious psalm. In fact, a number of years ago, I preached through this psalm in our Sunday morning service. It was then a labor of love to study and glean, not only for my personal benefit, but even more so for those being ministered to. The saints of God were really encouraged by it. Now, while I realize that far greater men than myself have said more about this psalm, and certainly more eloquently than I could ever hope to, my desire still for this podcast is to present aspects of this psalm in such a way as to strengthen your faith in the Word of God and resolve yourself to live according to the precepts set forth in it. John Ruskin, 19th century, said this, "It is strange that of all the pieces of the Bible which my mother taught me, that which cost me most to learn, and which was to my child's mind most repulsive, the 119th Psalm, has now become, of all, the most precious to me in its overflowing and glorious passion of love for the law of God." A number of notable men have written extensively on it. For example, many of you probably have this on your bookshelf or in one of your software programs on your computer. Spurgeon's Treasury of David. Most folks have it. Some might have it in written form. Maybe it's in digital form. It's an excellent resource on the Psalms. Spurgeon gives good commentary and at the end hints to the village preacher. Each of the three volumes has over 450 pages, and Psalm 119 in itself, all by itself, has almost 350 pages dedicated to it. I have the Sword Searcher Bible software, and this is included with it. Thomas Manton, one of my favorite Puritan writers, has an excellent set of volumes on it. Each of the three volumes contains over 500 pages with over 190 chapters, meaning there is just over one chapter dedicated to each verse. Monergism.com has a PDF with this complete work on it. This psalm is popular for a lot of reasons. In particular, its length, 176 verses, and its emphasis on the Word of God. There are a number of features. For example, it has 22 sections, each of which contains 8 verses, with each section beginning with a letter from the Hebrew alphabet. So the whole Hebrew alphabet, 22 letters, comprises all of the stanzas for Psalm 119. So nearly all of the verses have a reference in one form or another to the Word of God. Now, I'm quoting here from Andrew Bonner, 1859, and he said this with regards to Christ's name. And I quote, "The Alpha and Omega, equivalent to declaring him all that which every letter of the alphabet could express, may have had a reference to the peculiarity of this psalm, a psalm in which, with the exception of Psalm 119:84 and 119:122, exceptions that make the rule more marked, every verse speaks of God's revelation of himself to man." And so I think that's pretty interesting to see the different viewpoints throughout history concerning Psalm 119, a very important psalm, one worthy of our study. Now, there are 8 synonyms that are seen throughout the psalm as describe the Word of God. And it's referred to as the law. It's referred to as the testimonies, the precepts, statutes, commandments, judgments, the way, and, of course, the Word. The significance of this psalm cannot be overstated, as its main focus is on its praise to God for his word. And certainly God is worthy of our praise for many things, especially his word. It is important to remember, in these perilous times, the treatment that the Word of God gets in the modernistic liberal crowd is substandard and outright heretical and humanistic. By humanistic, I mean man has exalted himself above measure, above the Word of God. In other words, he brings the Word of God into subjection to himself rather than subjecting himself to the Word of God. And that happens a lot today across many denominational lines. The Word of God, many of us have come to know and love, has helped shape the life we live in holiness and in service to God. It has given us hope and comfort and is preparing us for the life to come. The Word of God has given us peace and teaches us where to direct our praise and why God is worthy of all honor and glory. My approach to this psalm in these podcasts will be direct and simple. As I stated in my earlier comments, far greater men than myself have written with more depth and more eloquence than I could ever hope to. I guess you could call these podcasts devotional gleanings from Psalm 119. In some cases, I will preach all 8 verses in the stanza, and at other times, I will be thematic, capturing the salient idea or verse in a stanza. I want to quote to you from Boyce's commentary on the Psalms, and he's quoting Franz Delitzsch. And here's what he said, and I quote, "Here we have set forth inexhaustible fullness, what thy word of God is to a man, and how a man is to behave himself to it." And so it is important for believers to allow the word of God to have place in their life. So before ending out this podcast, I want to share an interesting short story regarding this psalm. And I can't remember where I got the source in my research. I forgot to write it down, but I'm going to quote it verbatim. "Perhaps the most unusual story of benefit to memorizing this psalm is the story of George Wishart, Bishop of Edinburgh in the 18th century. He found himself in a difficult spot as he was being condemned to death. He was confident of a pardon that had not yet arrived, even at the moment he stood on the scaffold to meet his fate. Taking advantage of the time-honored tradition of allowing the condemned man to pray a psalm, Wishart chose to recite in prayer the text of the 119th psalm. Before he was finished praying, the delayed pardon arrived and his life was spared. One can only imagine his ill fortune had he not memorized this psalm." So be sure to check in. Each podcast will be centered on a specific stanza. So I'll go through. There'll be 23 that'll include the intro here. So check back to the podcast site from time to time, or if you have the iTunes on your phone, you have the notification bell or button or whatever that goes off, just be sure to take a listen. All right, take care, and the Lord bless you.